He's played both God and the president. We're talking about Morgan Freeman, and earlier this month, the actor received Kennedy Center honors for his lifetime of contributions to American culture. Freeman may be a household name today, but fame came relatively late in his life. He was 50 when he got his first big break in the movies. He played a pimp named Fast Black in the 1987 film Street Smart.
So, how'd you do last night?
What'd I give you, $450?
Mm-hmm. Try maybe $550 or $600.
No. I give you all I got.
I take the bread. The whole loaf, you understand?
Yeah.
You want money, you come to me. You try going into business for yourself, you'd be one dead.
Oh, not my face, please.
It's not your face, it's my face. My and my.
The role earned Freeman an Academy Award nomination, and he parlayed the recognition into more than two decades of Hollywood success. Today, Morgan Freeman kicks off a News and Notes series called Living Legends. NPR's Tony Cox got a chance to ask Freeman about the character that got the ball rolling.
You have said that you're not going to play any more pimps like you did in the movie Street Smart, but you also acknowledged that that was your favorite character. So can you explain those two sentiments to us?
Yeah, I hope not to revisit any character. After I did Street Smart, of course, I don't know. It seemed to people thought that that was who I was. It's a trouble with playing a character and getting into some depth on the character. People say, oh, my goodness, that's what he does. So it's bad news for actors when casting agents and directors and producers say, oh, that's not his type of role. I think any actor can do anything. It's just, you know, give it a shot.
But you didn't have that experience when you played God, did you?
Well, I played God twice, remember?
That's true. But that's a different situation, is it?
I'm not quite so sure.
Oh, that's funny. One of the things that I read about you is that you're in the top five in terms of celebrity endorsers and the power of your name and the power of your voice. How much do your choice of roles, Morgan Freeman, factor into, let's say, your marketability, do you think?
You know what? Well, I have no idea.
Have you ever given it any thought at all?
I try not to get involved in that at all. You know, your marketability or your cue numbers or any of that. To me, it's just people talking.
One might say that you, speaking of the roles that you have played, and other actors have helped to pave this road that I will call, is something akin to Barack Obama has been described as being post-racial, meaning that when people see you or hear you or connect with you, they don't see black necessarily, they see an actor. And there are other actors who have achieved that, let's say. Are you aware of that? Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Is it something that you even set out to try to accomplish?
Yes, to all of those questions. I'm aware of it. I've actually campaigned for it. I try. It's something I thoroughly and totally believe in. I remember when it first got started, this idea of open casting, that any actor could play just about any role. Now, of course, I wouldn't consider playing, you know, Benjamin Franklin or anything like that, but there are many, 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 many roles that are written without any, you know, it's sort of like accepted that this character is white, which, you know, thank heavens nowadays is not the way casting is done. So if we're ever going to get past this idiocy, we have to just sort of eliminate it as something to even talk about.
You won an Oscar in 2005, I think it was, for your role in Million Dollar Baby. But you had a long and distinguished career both on stage and in films long before that. Do you think that award came late, or do you even care?
Don't care. I'm going to admit to the fact that the first two or three times, you know, it was all right to not get it your first time out. That's never going to happen, particularly playing that kind of role. I was nominated for playing a pimp, and, you know, that's nobody's going to give you an Academy Award for that. But Afterwards, you know, I started to think, well, you know, an award doesn't really do anything more, but a nomination does do you something.
In what way?
Well, you've been classed with the best. So if that happens more than once, then, you know, it's like, okay, you got chops, you got some staying power, you got ability here. So that's, I think there are a lot of people who have won Academy Awards who just sort of did that and then gone away.
Morgan, how difficult, maybe difficult isn't even the right word. What is the impact of your living where you live, near where you grew up in the South, and commuting, as it were, to Hollywood and other places to do your professional work? Is it like living in two completely different worlds?
Yes. Yes.
You like it that way? You like it that way?
I like it that way. You know, I live in a very rural setting on a farm with grass and trees and horses and dogs and birds and life. I decided that I had to have that because I was just got to the point where I couldn't no longer stand concrete. Living in a concrete cave, walking on concrete, no grass, no ground, not enough of reality about it.
But it must be a challenge, I would think, to have to go back and forth.
No,
I
mean, it's that's no challenge at all. You know,
no,
I mean,
kidding.
No, you know, I've lived in New York City for 20 years or more, almost 30 years I lived in New York City. I lived in Los Angeles, San Francisco, big cities. And so I think I travel easily between the two.
I read that you have had in your entire film career, Morgan Freeman, only one on-screen kiss. Is that true?
No.
How many have you had? Have you had a lot, or just, are we talking about two so I can still ask
this
question?
No, we haven't had a lot. No, I have not had, I have not done that many romances. I was married to Jane Alexander in Feast of Love. And in Street Smart, I kissed one of my women. But I can't think of anywhere else that I've been where this happened.
I want to go look toward the future a little bit and ask you about the Mandela Project and where that is. And I understood from something that I read about you that biopics aren't necessarily your favorite, and you felt you've been quoted as saying that in terms of portraying Nelson Mandela, that a fellow actor, Ben Kingsley, actually set the gold standard for doing these kinds of historic portrayals with his interpretation of Gandhi.
Right, exactly. And we can just move on down from that to Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash, Fox
as Ray
Charles, Jamie Fox. You know, this channeling of character. So the bar is set pretty high, and Mandela, being the person he is, it's with a bit of trepidation that I approach it, because I don't want to embarrass him or his memory.
You know, you have said Morgan Freeman, that this is a quote: "I cannot stand watching myself," end quote. And when I saw that, my reaction to that was, come on, you can't be serious. You're Morgan Freeman, great actor.
Well, no, I don't like watching myself.
Why? Why is that?
Hard to explain to you. I was on stage for a long time before ever getting into any situation where I could look at myself. So I only saw myself through the eyes of the audience. And so totally believable. Completely took the bait. Oh my, you're good. All right, I believe that. That's great. But if you see yourself, or if I see myself, then all I see is me. I used to see character. Now I just see me, so I don't like looking at it.
We're very clear that you are a wonderful actor and have had a wonderful career that I hope continues for as long as you want it to, which is for a while still, yes?
Yes, a while still. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Morgan.
That's NPR's Tony Cox talking with actor Morgan Freeman. He's one of the amazing living legends that we'll be putting the spotlight on in the weeks to come.